Welcome to the News Corp European Open podcast on the 20th of November 2025. Asia Pac stocks surged across the board, led by tech strength after Nvidia's upbeat earnings and guidance, while CEO Huang dismissed concerns of an AI bubble, saying, "We see something different." The dollar index held firm amid hawkish Fed repricing, treasuries weakened, and crude prices edged higher despite the stronger dollar. US stocks were choppy but closed higher as traders awaited Nvidia's results. The S&P 500 rose 0.38%, the Nasdaq 100 gained 0.56%, and the Dow Jones added 0.10%. Nvidia beat expectations with adjusted EPS at 1.30 versus 1.24 expected, and revenue at $57 billion against forecasts of $54.41 billion. Fourth quarter revenue guidance was $63.7 to $66.3 billion above expectations. CEO Jensen Huang said, "We see something different regarding talk of an AI bubble." The CFO said Chinese orders for 20 AI chips failed to materialize due to geopolitical issues, and no China data center compute revenue is expected in fourth quarter. Shares rose 5.1% after hours. FOMC minutes showed a divided committee on rate cuts, with many backing a 25 basis point reduction, several preferring to hold, and one calling for 50 basis points. The tone was hawkish, trimming December rate cut odds to 24%. The BLS delayed October and November jobs reports to December 16th, meaning the FOMC won't see updated labor data before its December meeting. US President Trump is reportedly weighing an executive order to preempt state AI laws, potentially signing it Friday. In Asia-Pac trade, sentiment was buoyant after Nvidia's results. The ASX 200 held near highs on tech and gold strength, while the Nikkei 225 reclaimed 50,000 before easing on rising Japanese debt yields. The Hang Seng and Shanghai Composite lagged as China struggled to capitalize on Nvidia's rally, though some support came from reports of new property stimulus plans. The PBOC kept loan prime rates unchanged. US and European equity futures pointed higher, with the Nasdaq 100 leading gains. Over to FX, the dollar index stayed firm as markets repriced Fed expectations, with less than a 25% chance of a December cut. The euro and cable moved lower on dollar strength, while dollar-yen weakened slightly after BOJ's Koida reiterated readiness to intervene if long-term yields move rapidly. Antipodeans were flat as the stronger dollar capped gains, and the PBOC set the yuan midpoint at 70905. In fixed income, treasuries weakened as risk appetite improved. German debt futures were subdued amid a lack of eurozone data, while Japanese debt yields climbed on stimulus expectations worth 21.3 trillion yen. Heading over to commodities, crude futures rose, retracing earlier losses despite the stronger dollar. Gold slipped below $4,100 per ounce, and copper made modest gains. Offshore Alliance Union applied to strike at Woodside's Pluto 2 LNG project. Bitcoin advanced toward 93,000 on risk on sentiment. Reports suggested US and Russian officials have drafted a 28-point Ukraine peace plan, which NBC said President Trump quietly approved earlier this week. Ahead, focus turns to German producer prices, Eurozone consumer confidence, US NFP and jobless claims, and data from New Zealand, Australia, and Japan, along with comments from Fed and BOE speakers and earnings from Gap, Walmart, and ThyssenKrupp. Thank you for listening. For up-to-date market news and access to the exclusive analyst chat, please check out the service.